you've just tuned in, you're listening to Laguna's only FM KX 93.5. And this is Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. Om Laguna Beach is a meditation studio with classes and privates and coaching, so you can give us a call at 949-415-6718 if you have any questions, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for more information. So this month I'm reading a book called Become What You Are by Alan Watts. And just the title suggests that we're something other than what we truly are in this life, and that by reading this book and adopting more awareness, that we'll find ourselves. And what Alan Watts is suggesting here is that we spend our lives chasing an ideal self, that we're defined by our experiences, our ideas, and our feelings, and we carve out our identities based on our reactions to our experiences, and we have the ability to recreate ourselves at will. And this is where the paradox of Eastern mysticism really comes in, and what Mr. Watts is talking about in the very title of the book. True to this riddling style of most all of the books I've ever read on Eastern mysticism and spirituality and practice, this title is meant to be a bit of an oxymoron, which comes from the Greek word. The literal translation is pointedly foolish. It's an oxymoron is a figure of speech where two apparently contradictory terms appear together. So when we look at the title of the book, Become What You Are, it's suggesting that we're not what we are. Now, meditation is the simple practice of being with ourselves and the experience of our environment exactly as it is. That we already are what we are, and it simply takes some attention and awareness to that self that sort of exists underneath all of these ideas and experiences. That's what's being suggested. With some attention and practice, we can see that it's a multi-layered experience just to be ourselves. Because as we sit in our meditation, practicing doing what should be natural, just breathing and being, to be with ourselves as we are, all manner of distractions come up. From the tickle at the tip of our nose to back pain or foot falling asleep or wandering mind, we do everything but be with ourselves and our experiences simply just as they are. But we comment constantly or react or avoid or rationalize. And this really leads me to ask why? Why can't we just be who we are? Why do we have to become who we are when I'm looking at the title of this book? But then having meditated for some years, I know that asking questions is just another form of distraction. That the inquiry process has to come from the inside, from a more subtle, interior, even visceral place, rather than our intellect. In this book, Become What You Are, Alan Watts talks about the emotions and how they differ from our thoughts, which come from the ego. He says in the first chapter, the paradox of self-denial, that emotions appear only as manifestations of a state of tension and resistance. If I didn't dislike fear, it would not be fear. If I didn't get lost in the rapture of love, it would not be love. Our unwillingness to feel is the very measure of the ability to feel. For the more sensitive the instrument, the greater the capacity for pain. There's a serious mistake in not responding to our feelings or in trying to feel some other way than we actually feel. Accept your feelings. Go along with your emotions. Unfortunately, it isn't that simple because our feelings conflict with one another. For example, when we're too proud to cry or too frightened to fall in love. These are the most instructive examples of the difficulty of self-acceptance. For in these situations, we find that we can accept neither. We're stuck helplessly in our conflict. But there's an almost uncanny wisdom in the spontaneous and natural reactions of our organism to the course of events. The extraordinary capacity to feel an event inwardly as distinct from bursting into precipitate action to avoid the tension of feeling. This capacity is in fact a wonderful power of adaptation to life, not unlike the instant response of flowing water to the contours of the ground over which it flows. The point is that our feelings are not really a kind of resistance, a kind of fight with the course of events. They're a harmonious and intelligent response. This is the predicament of man in the face of events about which nothing can be done, events towards which our sole response is the response of feeling. Ordinarily, we don't discover the wisdom of our feelings because we do not let them complete their work. We try to suppress them or discharge them in some premature action, not realizing that they're a part of the process of creation, which, like birth, can begin as a pain but turns into a child. So our meditation can be fruitful and full of the possibility of a birth if we can only allow ourselves to feel what we feel, like watching water flow over rocks in a stream, and realize that we only suffer when we try to stop the flow. Big concepts, but small practice. That's what I always say about all of this Eastern mysticism and philosophy, is that it's amazing. It stimulates a lot of thought, a lot of deep contemplation and self-awareness. But the practice itself of meditation is very simple, very small. But knowing that meditation can give us the opportunity to refine our relationship with emotions as something pure and just let go of our habitual reaction to try to do something about it, to allow ourselves the opportunity to see that everything is impermanent, and if we're patient, it will change. So let's do a little meditation together and see if we can become what we are already. And that's the idea. The oxymoron in this title is that you already are, but that somehow you've gotten so far away from it that it's our meditation practice, this process of going inside, where we discover who we truly are. All right, so find a nice comfortable position. If you're sitting, you might want to have your back supported if your back is bothering you. Otherwise, you can always sit up tall at the end of a chair or sit cross-legged on the floor, but probably having a cushion under your hips is a good idea. Let your hands rest in your lap and allow your left hand to rest inside of your right hand, and your thumbs touch with the Zen mudra to help your mind get quiet. Good. Lengthen the back of your neck, extend the top of your head, and lower your chin a little bit, really starting to go inside and notice how the body is feeling. And take a nice deep breath in through your nose and blow as slowly as you can out of your mouth. Let's do this two more times. Inhale deeply and blow nice and slow. And one more time, inhaling, controlling the exhale softly and slowly through the lips. And you should feel yourself slowing down. You may even feel a little tired all of a sudden. And we're just training the brain to rest without having to sleep. So it takes practice. And now just let your breath go in and out of your nose, noticing the temperature of the air in the room and how it comes in, what part of the nostrils it touches on the insides. Perhaps feeling that air in the back of your throat. And then notice how different it is when it comes back out, warmed by the body. Each inhale, something new, new oxygen particles that we've never breathed before. And each exhale is a release of something old, something we don't need anymore. give it back to the environment, this carbon dioxide. And then you can begin to bring the mind and the body together and the breath by labeling your breath. And today we're going to label only the exhale as you breathe. So just going inside like you're observing the breath, standing outside the breath, the breather, and noticing every time the exhale happens and you gently say to yourself, exhale. Doing this for a few rounds of breath. And then imagine that you can take that breath and move it all the way down into the bottoms of your feet and fill your feet with breath, saying exhale as the breath lets go. And then you can move the breath into your ankles. Again, labeling the exhale each time. And labeling your shins and your calves, your knees, your thighs, each part of the body, labeling the exhale. Your hips and low back and low belly, and on that exhale, soften from the inside out. Feel the sides of your body, your ribs, the diaphragm expand and contract, labeling the exhale again. Then the chest and under the arms and the shoulder blades sliding down the back, tucking into the body, feeling the heart rise in the chest and expand with the exhale. Spread the collarbones wide and the shoulders drop to the elbows to the wrists, the fingers. And on an exhale, connect with the weight and sensation in your hands. Soften your jaw. Your teeth are parted. You feel the breath moving. Eyes roll down and the face softens, and you can almost exhale out the top of your head, feeling the crown of your head extend to the sky, the back of the neck lengthen, the vertebra expand, fully present in your body. Just staying with the exhale. Into this present moment of being exactly what and who and how you are with what is. And soon enough, the mind will come in to distract you. Plenty of things to think about. Plenty of distractions in your environment, I would guess. I know there are in mine. So if you get distracted, you just label the distraction, noise, thinking, whatever you're aware that it is, and return to find that exhale already happening. Don't have to make it happen, no effort. Connecting with it and really letting yourself be. Thank you. notice where your thinking has gone. Where have you disappeared to? Simply come back to the breath, perhaps taking a deeper breath than before. Labeling the exhale and re-centering with the body. The jaw, the belly, the heart, all soft. Labeling the distractions and coming back to the exhale between moments of truly just letting yourself be. If you've just tuned in, you're listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People on Laguna's only FMKX 93.5. And we're exploring who we are when we're doing nothing, thinking nothing, and being nothing other than our breath, our body in this moment. Connecting with the exhales as they flow. Labeling distractions when they come in. And in between, really just letting yourself be. Deepen your breath and notice how your body's feeling. Checking in with your state of mind. And before you judge or criticize your experience, take one more breath and let it be perfect exactly as it was. noticing the thousands of changes that happened to you in just a short amount of time while you sat and practiced being, just being present. Allow the breath to ride up the back of the spine on an inhale and down the front of the spine on an exhale, feeling like you're wrapping your spinal cord and your nervous system with this breath, bathing it in oxygen. You inhale up the back and exhale down the front. You've been listening to Om at Home, Meditation for Ordinary People with Lori Kahn. Om at Home is brought to you by Om Laguna Beach, which is a meditation studio in downtown Laguna at 332 Forest Avenue, number 28. You can give us a call if you'd like to know more about classes or coaching at 949-415-6718, or you can go to www.omlagunabeach.com for a lot more information. Thank you so much for listening today. This is Lori with Om at Home, wishing you peace along your way today.